From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The Supreme Court today heard its first major case of the term, as well as the first major case of what is now the Roberts Court. The justices heard arguments over Oregon's physician-assisted suicide law. It's the only law in the nation that allows doctors to prescribe a lethal dose of drugs to terminally ill patients. In a moment, we'll hear from a man grappling with his own life or death decision. But first, Emily Bazelon, legal analyst for the online magazine Slate, was in court this morning, and she joins us now. And Emily, give us the background, first of all, on this dispute.
Oregon voters twice have approved the Death with Dignity Act, which gives doctors the ability to prescribe drugs that are legal but regulated to people who are ready to die. In other words, this is physician-assisted suicide. And the Attorney General is now claiming the power vested in him by the Controlled Substances Act, a congressional law, that he's saying that that act gives him the power to step in and prosecute doctors who take Oregon up on its invitation.
So this is really an argument over states' rights, right?
Yeah, it is. And the signs outside the court this morning were full of people saying, let the states decide. And in the last right to die case before the court, Glucksberg, the court talked a lot about how this was really something that should be left to the states. There was no federal constitutional right to die because states could be trusted to handle this issue. And that was a note that the attorney for the state of Oregon hit hard this morning.
So is that what the Justice Department argued today, that it really does have the power to regulate these drugs?
Yes, exactly. The Attorney General is arguing that 90 years ago, when Congress decided to take on the states in the opium trade and make sure that they were regulating opium more tightly, that they gave the Attorney General the power to decide how doctors can prescribe and dispense medication.
And what about Oregon? What did they argue today?
Oregon argued that the Death with Dignity Act is very much in line with the state's traditional authority over the practice of medicine. So the idea is that the states really should be the ones deciding this issue of physician-assisted suicide, and that if Congress is going to step in, that's one thing. But the Attorney General on his own shouldn't be able to override a state law.
And this is the first major case for Chief Justice John Roberts. How did he do, and what kinds of questions did he ask?
He was quiet for the first few minutes of argument, and then he stepped in with questions about the statute. He seemed to be sticking closely to the text of the statute, and he was very good at reining in lawyers who drifted at all away from the questions he was asking.
The statute being the Oregon statute or the...
The statute being the text of the Controlled Substances Act.
The federal statute.
Yeah.
So did he seem more interested in the Justice Department argument or...
He seemed concerned about the state's arguments and the implications that that argument would have for limiting the attorney general's power in other circumstances.
And Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, she's retiring, but she was on the bench today hearing the arguments. But presumably she won't be on the bench when the case is decided. What will happen then?
Well, if she's not on the bench when the case comes down, then her vote in the case will not count. If that were to happen and the split were to be 4-4, then presumably the court would choose to rehear the case with the newly confirmed justice. And if for some reason that didn't happen, then the lower court opinion in the case would stand. That opinion favors Oregon.
Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon. She writes on legal affairs for the online magazine Slate. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks very much.